Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, February 26th, and singer Michael Bolton is 68 today. Here's your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A Kennesaw church has been expelled from the Southern Baptist Convention for allowing LGBT members. 6 COVID deaths were reported in Cobb Wednesday as the U.S. tops 500,000 dead. Johnny Johnson, a former Cobb School board member, has passed away. The Chattahoochee Tech Practical Nursing Program has achieved a Southeastern U.S. Top 7 ranking. There are no easy answers. That's the word from Marietta City Schools Superintendent Dr. Grant Rivera on extracurriculars, learning loss, and the virus. Plus, we'll take a look at sports around Cobb County with Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
A Kennesaw church has been kicked out of the Southern Baptist Convention. Townview Baptist Church has been disfellowshipped by the largest Protestant denomination in the country for accepting LGBTQ members into its congregation. Jim Conrad, Townview's pastor of 27 years, says that the church adopted a statement in fall of 2019 accepting LGBTQ people as members. The church expected this decision and has no plans to appeal it. Congregants split in favor of the statement of acceptance, 70-30, and most of the members who opposed accepting the members left the church. Pastor Conrad hopes the story of his church, which is attracting national media attention, helps other congregations wrestling with the question of acceptance. Cobb County recorded 6 deaths from COVID-19 Wednesday as deaths remain high locally. According to the Georgia Department of Public Health, the 7-day moving average was about 5 deaths per day as of Wednesday, an average that has been constant for more than a month now. Cases, on the other hand, have been steadily declining over the same period. On a national level, the U.S. surpassed a once unthinkable milestone of 500,000 deaths on Wednesday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More Americans have died in the pandemic than in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. Former Cobb County Board of Education member Johnny Johnson passed away Wednesday. Johnson, who served on the board representing part of East Cobb for a dozen years, retired in 2008. He was active in the East Cobb Kiwanis Club and was once named East Cobb Citizen of the Year. The Chattahoochee Technical College Practical Nursing Program has been ranked among the top 7 licensed practical nursing programs in the southeastern U.S., which evaluated 731 LPN programs across this region. NursingProcess.org based its 2021 program rankings on pass rates for the National Council Licensure Examination for Practical Nurses, academic quality, the nursing school's reputation, and affordability. The Chattahoochee Tech Practical Nursing Program offers occupational courses at the college's Marietta campus in Cobb County, and program prerequisite classes are offered at multiple Chattahoochee Tech campuses and online.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Marietta City School Superintendent Dr. Grant Rivera gave an update on the district's coronavirus response and shared new details about the spread of the virus in schools to the Cobb Chamber of Commerce's Marietta Area Council. The school district and the CDC found students engaged in extracurricular activities were at higher risk of transmitting the virus than they were in classrooms. In December and January, the CDC found 15 of 17 clusters of COVID-19 cases at Marietta High School were linked to extracurricular activities. Superintendent Rivera also shared why he decided not to go with a hybrid in-person model in which students are in person half the week and learn remotely the other half. Marietta Schools is open to students in person Monday through Thursday. Dr. Rivera believes the classroom, with the partitions and other safety measures, is a lower risk than the uncertainty children encounter outside the school. He recapped much of the district's response to the pandemic, delivering 4 million meals to students across the city since March, giving over 5,500 Chromebooks and over 1,500 Wi-Fi hotspots so students can continue to learn remotely, and through the CDC providing free COVID-19 testing with turnaround times within 24 hours, continuing free testing in January with Peachtree Immediate Care. And now for a look at sports around Cobb County, courtesy of Adventure Outdoors, community reporter J.P. Edwards is with the Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
John, it's high school basketball tournament time. I can't make it to all of the games. I want to know some of the games that I should absolutely see. Start with the Mount Perrin and Holy Innocent girls. Why should I see that game?
I think that is going to be a whale of a game. Kara Dunn's got numerous Division I offers. She's going to have an opportunity to go just about wherever she wants to. In 7A, you know, it's kind of hard to go against McEachern. They're posting Grayson. You've got Jillian Hollingshead playing for McEachern yesterday or the day before. She was named a McDonald's All-American. She's going to Georgia. Denham DeShields is going to go play at Indiana State. That's going to be a fun one. On the boys' side, boy, it's hard to choose just one or two, but I think I'm going to stick, McEachern and Grayson in 7A. We have Chance Moore and Cam McDowell just lighting it up for McEachern. You know, Grayson is loaded for bear. In 6A, much as I want to watch Scoot Henderson over at Kell, I think if you can make the trip up to Lanier for that game against Wheeler, I think those are the premier games on the boys' side. So, you know, I really, when it comes right down to it, you can't go wrong. I mean, if you go to Pebble Brook, you're going to see 3 Division I players for the Falcons play. You know, so it's a lot of quality basketball, and luckily, out of those 10 games, 6 of them are at home. So if you don't want to leave the county, you've still got plenty of options.
John Bednarowski is a sports editor for the Marietta Daily Journal. And tell me more about the McDonald's All-American you just mentioned.
Yeah, Jillian Hollingshead. She's the second McDonald's All-American to come out of the Lady Indians program. Jillian, you know, when you think of prototypical SEC /center, she fits the bill. She is 6'5", She can move. She can handle the ball if necessary. The other night against Hillgrove, there was nobody that could stop her. She had 28 points and probably could add 50 if they just fed her the ball every time down the floor. Big time player, and we're looking forward to watching her career over in Athens.
John Bednarowski is a sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. And John, we have a local guy from Wheeler High School. He was a former Wheeler High School basketball standout, led them to the state championship his senior year. Jaylen Brown has been named to the NBA All-Star team.
You know, he continues to grow in that spot up in Boston. He's truly become a leader, not only on the court, but off the court. You know, he was number three pick coming out of Cal, was one and done. So he's, you know, his game continues to grow and mature. And he definitely has earned the spot on the All-Star team.
John, there's a lot of high school basketball happening around Cobb County, but is there anything other than basketball we should look forward to?
Other than basketball, well, we've got a pretty good baseball tournament going on up at Lake Point. You know, as the weather gets nicer, we're going to start getting into the big track meets coming up next month. Golf tournaments are going to be coming around the corner. So we've... you know, we've got a lot of good things coming down the pipe, but I gotta admit, this weekend I'm kind of focusing on the games in the gym, because you know, there's something special about high school basketball tournament time, and I'm going to soak that all up as long as we can.
John Bednarowski is a sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal, and I'm JP Edwards for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.